Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thankful, grateful, and blessed to be with you this morning as we move forward through the Word of God. And you know what I'm going to say. It is a great word today. It is a great word. We are coming out of a new book again. We're coming out of Amos chapter 1 through chapter 3. We're also coming out of our psalm and our proverb this morning. And our psalm is the 141st psalm, verses 1 through 4. Our proverb is the 29th proverb, verse 25. And we are in Revelation chapter 3. Lots of word today, and all I can say is thanking God, because it is so important that we hear the word of God. And the word that God gave me this morning is coming out of Revelation, and it says, he who has an ear, let him hear. This is what God gave me. But the scripture says to the churches, meaning the seven churches, in Revelation chapter 1 through 3. But I say this morning, it is so important that we hear. We are the church, and we need to listen to what God is saying. I don't want to be that lukewarm church. One foot in, one foot out. I want to be completely and totally with God. I'm trying to make it in, and I pray that each of you are as well. So let's pray. Father God in heaven, I thank you this morning. I thank you for this moving forward experience, and I thank you, Israel Houghton, song that changed my life. I'm not looking back. I'm moving ahead, which was very hard for me at one point in my life. So all I can do is thank God for this wonderful song. Thank you, God, for this word for today, God. I thank you for changing my life. And I know more, the best is yet to come, God. I'm believing you for miracles in my life. I'm believing you for signs and wonders, that this show will touch someone's life and change someone's heart, that they will want to see Jesus in their life, God. I want Jesus more than anything. I trust you, Lord. And I ask you that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my humble heart be acceptable in your holy and divine sight. But Father God, you are my sin, and you are my redeemer. And it's in the name of the matchless, wonderful faith, the counselor, the prince of peace, Emmanuel, God with us. It's in the name of Yeshua, Christ Jesus, I pray, believing and trusting that he is my Lord and Savior, and he has saved me and changed my life. So I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that we never, and I pray we never forget, that there is no Christmas without Christ. Lord God, keep guiding us and leading us in the way that we should go, that when we are attacked by the snake in the grass, and the snake in the grass, that we remember who we belong to, and that our Father is more powerful than any snake, for he will chop off his head. So, Father God, I give everything to you, knowing that you are chopping off the head of the snake that I've attacked, that I've tried to attack, that are always at the gate trying to get in, but they cannot come into your house, Lord. For you have angels that surround me. In Jesus' name, Lord, I lift up this word. I lift up every listener, those that listen now and those that listen later. I ask you to bless them, to cover them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet with your magnificent blood. In Jesus' name, amen. Loving God, loving his people, and knowing that everything is going to work for good because I know my daddy and I trust in him. And I know that he always makes a way out of no way. Thanking God this morning for this great word. We are going into a new book. We are going into Amos this morning. And I call Amos that book that a lot of prophets like to take the scripture from Amos. You know, and it says, surely the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals his secret to his servants, the prophets. And, you know, I'm just, unfortunately, a lot of prophet liars like to use this scripture. But we all know that God will give you a word. But most of the time when a prophet comes to you, he is going to tell you what God has already revealed to you. But anywho, let's get into this word this morning. We are being, we'll be in a new book, I believe, every day this week in the Old Testament. Now, we have one more day of Amos on tomorrow, I believe, and then we'll be going. Nope, we have Amos, I believe, for the rest of the week. And we go into Obadiah Sunday. I believe Sunday or maybe on Friday. So we have Amos for the rest of the week. And all I can say is, whew, good book. So let's get into our little book, Know Your Bible. Say it with me, Know Your Bible. And this is what it says. Amos, a shepherd from Tekoa near Bethlehem. The date this was written was probably 760 B.C. In the 10 words or less, real religion isn't just ritual, but treating people with justice. Can I say that again? Real religion isn't just ritual, but treating people with justice. And the details, please. An average guy, a lowly shepherd, actually, takes on the rich and powerful of Israelite society, condemning their idol worship, persecution of God's prophets, cheating of the poor. Though God once rescued the people of Israel from slavery in Egypt, he is ready to send them into new bondage because of their sins. Amos sees visions that picture Israel's plight, a plumb line indicating that people are not measuring up to God's standards, and a basket of ripe fruit showing the nation is ripe for God's judgment. We better listen to this word, because we've fallen so short in all of our nations. And, you know, my folks that listen in from other nations, y'all know that it's not just America that's walking down a slippery slope. It's every nation on this planet is having some issues. Because the folks just don't want to do right. But we will all be held accountable, each of us individually and collectively. We have to stand before that doggone table. We will all have to stand before those pearly gates. We will all have to stand as our book is open. And God tells each and every one of us about ourselves. We all know we have those that we got to deal with. We got to give some things away. Quit taking in other folks' luggage. As we like to say, don't take in anybody else's bag. We all have enough baggage of our own. No, I don't need another anything. That's when you have to say, Lord, help me to downsize some stuff I already have. Because God knows this girl has got some things that she's got to get rid of. But we got to get rid of our baggage, but don't dump your baggage on somebody else. And this is what the Word of God says, for some quotables from Amos 4, 5, chapter 4, chapter 5. Chapter 4, verse 12, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. 5 and 14, seek good and not evil that ye may live. Verse 24, ASV version of, let justice roll down as waters and righteousness as a mighty stream. Unique and unusual about Amos, a native of southern Jewish kingdom of Judah, Amos was directed by God to prophesy in the northern Jewish nation of Israel. So what? This what? How are you treating the people around you? Treating the people around you. In God's eyes, that's an indicator of your true spiritual condition. For a New Testament perspective, see James chapter 2, verse 14 through 18. And we're going to go there before we get into our word for today. So join me as we go to James. There is nothing like the Word of God. Let me get my Bible. My other Bible. Give me a second. So join me in James chapter 2, and we're going to look at verses 14 through 18, and then we're going to get started in Amos. What doth it profit, my brethren, that a man say he has faith and have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body, that doth it profit? Even so, faith, if it had not worth, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. But I'm going to go on down to verse 19. Thou believe that there is one God, thou dost well, and the devils are also believing tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead. We got to remember that. Faith without works is dead. And again, how are you treating the people around you? In God's eyes, that's an indicator of your true spiritual condition. You know, my one son, his favorite scripture comes from Matthew. When I was hungry, he fed me. We got to remember, we can't just talk to somebody and say, oh, go ahead. No. If somebody's hungry, shouldn't we feed them? If someone needs some things, clothes or whatever it is, shouldn't we give it to them if we have it? If they need shelter and we have it, shouldn't we give it to them? We reap what we sow. What are you sowing? So let's get into the word this morning, because it is a lot of word today. Amos chapter 1 through chapter 3. Again, for those that are just joining us, thank you this morning. We'll be in Amos chapter 1 through 3, Psalms, the 141st Psalms. Verses 1 through 4, Proverbs 29, verse 25, and Revelation chapter 3. And our title is coming out of Revelation chapter 3. So as we go forth, this is the words of Amos, who was among the sheep breeders of Tekoa, which he saw concerning Israel in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel 2 years before the earthquake, and he said, the Lord roars from Zion and utters his voice from Jerusalem. The pouches of the shepherds mourn, and the top of Carmel withers, says the Lord. But three transgressions of Damascus, and for four I will not turn away its punishment, because they have thrashed Gilead with implements of iron. But I will send a fire into the house of Isaiah, which shall devour the palaces of Ben-Hadad. I will also break the gate bars of Damascus and cut off the inhabitants from the valley of Elim. And the one who holds the scepter from Beth Eden, the people of Syria, shall be captive to curse, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, for three transgressions of Gaza and for four, I will not turn away its punishment, because they took captive the whole captivity to deliver them up to Edom. But I will send a fire upon the wall of Gaza, which shall devour its houses. I will cut off the inhabitants from Ashdod, and the one who holds the scepter from Ashkelon. I will turn my hand against Ekron, and the remnant of the Philistines shall perish, says the Lord God. Thus says the Lord, but three transgressions of Tyre, and for four I will not turn away its punishment, because they delivered up the whole captivity to Edom, and did not remember the covenant of brotherhood. But I will send a fire upon the wall of Tyre, which shall devour its houses, thus says the Lord. But three transgressions of Edom, and four, I will not turn away its punishment, because he pursued his brother with the sword and cast off all pity. His anger tore perpetually, and he kept his wrath forever. But I will send a fire upon Timon, which shall devour the palaces of Azarah. Thus says the Lord, but three transgressions of the people of Ammon, and four, I will not turn away its punishment, because they ripped open the women with child in Gilead. They might enlarge their territory. But I will kindle a fire in the wall of Rabbah, and it shall devour its houses amid shouting in the day of battle, and a tempest in the day of the whirlwind. The king shall go into captivity, he and his friends together, says the Lord. Chapter 2 of the book of Amos. And we'll do life lessons, life examples after we read all three chapters today. And it says, but thus says the Lord, but three transgressions of Moab, and before I will not turn away its punishment, because he burned the bones of the king of Edom to lunch. But I will send a fire upon Moab, and it shall devour the palaces of Kirah. Moab shall die with torment, with shouting and trumpet sounds, and I will cut off the judge from its midst and slay all its princes with him, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, three transgressions of Judah, and before I will not turn away its punishment, because they have despised the law of the Lord and have not kept his commandments. Their lies lead them astray, lies which their fathers followed. But I will send a fire upon Judah, and it shall devour the palaces of Jerusalem. Thus says the Lord, for three transgressions of Israel, and for four, I will not turn away its punishment, because they sell the righteous for silver, and the poor for a pair of sandals. They pant after the dust of the earth, which is on the head of the poor, and pervert the way of the humble. A man and his father go into the same girl to defile my holy name. They lie down by every altar on clothes taken in pledge, and drink the wine of the condemned in the house of their God. Yet it was I who destroyed the Amorites before them, whose height was like the height of the cedar, and he was as strong as the oak. Yet I destroyed his fruit above and his roots beneath. Also, it was I who brought you up from the land of Egypt and led you 40 years through the wilderness to possess the land of the Amorites. I raised up some of your sons as prophets and some of your young men as Nazarites. Is it not so, O you children of Israel, says the Lord, that you gave the Nazarites the wine to drink and commanded the prophets, saying, do not prophesy? Wow. Behold, I am weighed down by you, as a cart full of sheep is weighed down. Therefore, flight shall perish from the swift. The strong shall not strengthen his power, nor shall the mighty deliver himself. He shall not stand who handles the bow. The swift of foot shall not escape, nor shall he who rides a horse deliver himself. The most courageous men of might shall flee naked in that day, says the Lord. Chapter 3 of Amos. Hear this word that the Lord has spoken against you, O his children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, you only have known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquity. Can two walk together unless they are agreed? Will a lion roar in the forest when he has no prey? Will a young lion cry out of his den if he has caught nothing? Will a bird fall into a snare on the earth where there is no trap for it? Will a snare spring up from the earth if it has caught nothing at all? If a trumpet is blown in a city, will not the people be afraid? If there is calamity in a city, will not the Lord have done it? This is that word. Verse number 7 of chapter 3 of Amos. Surely the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals his secret to his servants, the prophets. There it is. A lion has roared, who will not fear? The Lord God has spoken, who can but prophesy? Are you hearing this word? Proclaim in the palaces of Ashdod and in the palaces in the land of Egypt, say, assemble on the mountain of Samaria. See great torments in her midst and the oppressed within her. For they do not know to do right, says the Lord, who store of violence and robbery in their palaces. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, an adversary shall be all around the land. He shall sap your strength from you, and your palaces shall be plundered, says the Lord, as a shepherd takes from the mouth of a lion two legs or a piece of an ear, so shall the children of Israel be taken out who dwell in Samaria. In the corner of a bed and on the edge of a couch, hear and testify against the house of Jacob, says the Lord God, the God of hosts, that the day I punish Israel for their transgressions, I will also visit destruction on the altars of Bethel, and the horn of the altar shall be cut off and fall to the ground. I will destroy the winter house along with the summer house. The houses of ivory shall perish, and the great houses shall have an end, says the Lord. Whew, what a word this morning. And as we go back to Amos chapter 1, a life example. Amos, obedient without compromise. And it says, God called Amos from his flock and grows to prophesy to the northern kingdom. So obey. And he didn't say, well, Lord, you know, I'm just a shepherd. I really don't have that experience to do that. But Lord, why don't you send somebody else who's more articulate than I am? Lord, you know, And it's like, I'm a shepherd, but the Lord has called me for such a time as this, and I'm off. I'm out. Shepherd out. Peace. I got work to do for the Lord. That's Amos. Amos didn't play. And he said what God told him to say. Because some of the stuff he said, I'm sure that some of the wealthy and the elite were offended. Too bad. Because this is what it says. God called him. Thank you, Dr. Stanley. God called Amos from his flock and groves to prophesy to the northern kingdom. And Amos obeyed without hesitation and without argument. This quiet man simply complied, strange region, so that he could prophesy God's word to unfamiliar tribes. He didn't object to or complain. He simply went. Amos knew he would fight an uphill battle. During this economic golden era, a haze of relaxed contentment had settled over the nation. The people did not welcome Amos' words of warning, yet he unceasingly fulfilled his divine task. How many of us today have the mighty spirit of Amos? How many boldly face a hostile world and faithfully proclaim the truth of the Lord? How many obey regardless of the repercussions? How many absorb blow after blow from the enemy only to turn and take the next obedient step in the walk of faith? Are you walking in faith? Are you walking in fear? We got to have faith over fear, and we got to go to work, because it's time for us to work for God. It's time for us to speak the truth to power and let God be the God. Don't just open your mouth and speak when you don't know what you're talking about. If it's not in the word, keep it behind your teeth. To attend, it was I who brought you up from the land of Egypt and led you 40 years through the wilderness. It is good to regularly remind ourselves how the Lord has helped and delivered us in the past. Otherwise, we tend to either forget his goodness to us or we begin to imagine that we have blessed ourselves. Come on now, speak it. If we do not immerse ourselves in the truth of God's word, the lies that flourish all around us can easily take hold in our minds and lead us astray to our own destruction. I know I'm sitting here this morning because God saved my life. Next month will be a year since I had my car accident. Went over to the side, slid on that ice, went airborne, and landed on the side, the driver's side, the side where the gas tank was, the side where I was. And all I felt was arms around me when I said, Jesus, because that's all that could come into my mind was Jesus. Call on the name of the Savior. And he saved my life. All I felt was like, felt like warm arms pulling me back. And all I felt was this pillowy cushion on my head. And I'm sure the world would say, well, it was your seatbelt. It was your airbag. No, it wasn't. It was the Son of God. And I know that I know it was Jesus. And all I can say is, thank you, Lord. I will go to work. I will get up every morning to do this because God called me to do it. And I'm going to do it until he tells me differently. And I thank him every day that I can read his word to whomever wants to listen to know it. So I thank God today that I'm still here. I thank God today that he brought me through. Hallelujah. I thank God today, and Pastor Marvin said that I made it. I made it through. Praising God today as I stand, knowing that God did it for me. Hallelujah. Just for me. Woo! I'm getting filled up this morning when I think about the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amos chapter 3, verse 2, life lesson. Only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquities. relationship with God is not only a phenomenal privilege, it is also a great responsibility. The time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. 1 Peter 4:17. And it says in Amos 10:15, I will destroy the winter house along with the summer house. The ancient Israelites had allowed their pursuit of material abundance to eclipse their commitment to God. And he will never allow for long anything or anyone to take the place that belongs to him alone. Again, family, you can accumulate all of the stuff you want, a winter house, a summer house, a fall and a spring house, whatever you got, cannot take it with you. You cannot take all your clothes, all your stuff, your houses, your cars, your stuff. The only thing that you're taking with you is that spirit that's in you. And the question becomes, what kind of spirit do you have? Is your spirit light or is your spirit dark? Is your spirit righteous or is your spirit evil? What kind of spirit do you have? But whatever it is, that's all you can take with you. All your stuff, all your mess, all your baggage, it all stays here. The only thing you're taking is you. And it's not even the body that you're in. The body is going back into the ground to become ashes to ashes and dust to dust. It is going to be what it is. But we got to understand the spirit going forth. It's a spirit right with God. Scott 141st Psalm, verses 1 through 4, a Psalm of David. Lord, I cry out to you. Make haste to me. Give ear to my voice when I cry out to you. Let my prayer be set before you as incense. The lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. But we all know, family, that the power of death and life is in this little membrane we call a tongue. That can cut like a knife, that can destroy, that can build up, that can tear down. And the word says, set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Watch over the door of my lips. Do not incline my heart to any evil in men who work iniquity. And do not let me eat of their delicacies. And when I read that, I went right back to Daniel and how they wanted to give him and the other Hebrew boys the delicacies from the king's table. Daniel's like, I can't eat that. We're not going to eat that. This is what we would like to have. And the eunuch was like, I'm not having to eat that. I promise. Just give us today. And we'll show you. And what else? Looking good, fresh. Didn't have not one delicacy from the king's table. They ate vegetables and drank water. Come on now. And you do feel better. I did it. A vegetable and water. Nothing but water for 10 days. Not my tea. None of that. Just water. 10 days. Drinking water and eating vegetables. Never felt so good in my life. No meat. And then, of course, it was just a 10-day fast for me. But I'm going to tell you, we need a fast sometimes. Turn that plate over. And you find out you feel better. So I am about to go on another fast coming up very soon. And I'm thanking God. Because we need to pray. We need to lift up. We need to give God the glory. At all things, give God glory. I'm thankful that God hears us. Because he says in Proverbs 29:25, the fear of man brings a snare. But whoever trusts in the Lord shall be safe. I trust God. Are you trusting God today? Are you hearing? Are you hearing? Are you listening? Are you believing? He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Are you listening? As I didn't hear the words coming out of my mouth, we got to listen. God's word is true. And God wants us to know that his word is true. Let's finish our word this morning, and lines will be open immediately after Revelation chapter 3 for those who have a word that God would like for others to hear. I thank you this morning. So let's get back into the word. We are coming out of Revelation chapter 3, and God is talking to darkness today. The continuation of Revelation chapter 1 and 2. And it says to the angel of the church, and God is right. These things says he will have the seven spirits of God. The seven stars, I know your work, that you have a name, that you are alive, but you are dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found your works perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how you have received and heard. Therefore, if you will not watch, I will come upon you as a thief, and you will not know what hour I will come upon you. You have a few names given to Sardis who have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments. And I will not blot out his name from the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things says he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens. I know your work. See, I have set before you an open door and no one can shut it. But you have a little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name. Indeed, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews and are not. Come on now. The lie indeed. I will make them come and worship before your feet and to know that I have loved you because you have kept my commandments to persevere. I also will keep you from the hour of trial, which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth. Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have that no one may take your crown. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and I will write on him my new name. He talked about the white rock, which is his name on it, yesterday. And he said, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches and to the angel of the church of the Lothians. Right. These things says, amen. The faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your work. That you are neither cold nor hot. We're talking to lukewarm now. I know, one more time, I know your work, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. I spew you out. because you say I am rich, have become wealthy, and have needed nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint the eyes with eye salve, that you may see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore, be zealous. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come dine with him or sup with him, and he with me. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and the rear of his word. And it is morning, and it is powerful. If anyone that would like to speak this morning, please push number 1 on your phone, and your line will be opened. As we wait for callers, a word from my sister in Christ, Sister Carol, this morning. And I tell you, for those that were not able to hear Sister Carol's word on yesterday, that have not gotten her word for this morning yet, but the word for yesterday fits right into today's word. No matter how things look right now, know that God is still in control of our life. Be in peace and believe that he will always be with you in all situations. And that is, I'm going to call it a trusted in God too, because we have had a motivated moment. God is using our sister in Christ for his kingdom. So I thank Sister Carolyn for yesterday's word. So if you did not hear it, you have heard it today. And her word for tomorrow, we will get to on tomorrow. Now, prayer to those that are listening this morning sent me this book. And it's called 365 Days of Prayer. Twice. And my very dear friend is in the hospital. And she was transitioning from cancer. Be with the Lord. And she had fought a good fight. A real good fight. But God decided to call her home. She was my friend. She was my prayer partner, the one that prayed me through on more occasions than I can say. I thank God that before she left this earth, I was able to go and see her and pray with her and laugh with her and talk with her. Because she was a mighty woman of God. And all I can say is I thank God every day that Lona Beasley was my friend. She was my sister in Christ. And she was my partner in prayer. And was there for me 5 minutes. And I can say, thank you, Lord. She died this year in March. 3 days to my birthday. But all I can say is thank you, God, for the years that we had as friends. I call in 741-12. I see you, and your line will be open as soon as we go through this prayer. And I thank you so much for joining us. And God's getting ready to use you also in a mighty way. This is the word for today. Plan to please. Proverbs 21:5. The plans of the diligent lead surely to please, but those of everyone who hastily surely, who is hasty, surely to poverty. Prayer for this morning. It says, Lord, overall, you are for purpose in everything you do. I want to be like you, intentionally living my life every day for you. Give me vision that I may see with eyes of love into every situation I walk into. May your faithfulness rub off on me. God will diligently finish every important task that I start. Let my heart link to yours. Know that quicker does not mean better. I will patiently do what is mine to do. I will let go of everything else. Above all, may my character reflect your kindness, goodness, and mercy. May I be full of your light that brings simple solutions to complex problems. Help me not get distracted by empty promises of things that seem too good to be true. Let me remember that your ways are better than the ways of this world. Your wisdom is my guide. Lead me on in your faithful love. Whew. And the question for today is this. Have you gotten counsel about the plan you're working towards? Well, my answer is not yet. But I know that God has got a plan for my life, and I'm trusting him for it. Good morning, Mother. The line is open.
Good morning, Pastor.
Introducing to others, Minister Valerie Bell, Mother Valerie. She is my godmother. She is my friend, and I'm grateful that she has joined us this morning. Good morning. And for those that have been listening for a long time, this is Mother Rita's sister. And all of you all know Mother Rita. She only spoke. God gave her a word to speak. So thank you so very much. And again, family, continue praying for Mother Rita. God is watching over her, and she's doing so much better for your righteous prayers. So continue keeping Mother Rita lifted as we hear prayer from Mother Valerie. Thank you so much, Mother Valerie.
You know what I like this morning? The Bible said, can two walk together unless they agree? I mean, that's like in marriage. You have to get somebody that's doing the same things that you're doing. You have to agree. And if you don't get somebody that agrees with you, there's no marriage. And I also like what you were talking about, the dead church. God said he would spew you out of his mouth. I will come upon you as a thief. You will not know what hour I would come upon you. You have a few names, even in Sodom, who have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments. I will not blot out his name from the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He who has the ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. God said he don't want us to be lukewarm. He really don't. You either be cold or you be hot. But to be lukewarm, he's going to spew you out of his mouth. I mean, you can't serve two masters. You can't. Either you're going to serve God or you're going to serve the devil. So this day you have to make a choice. Make a choice, because in the end, it would be too late, and we're all going to have to give an account of ourselves to God. We really are saints. We're going to have to give an account. You might not believe it, but the word is true. God is a good God. This morning I was watching the sunset come up, and it is so gorgeous. I take pictures of everything, and I took a picture of that sunset. going to be a great day today, cool and cold, but a great day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. I am so grateful that I'm almost 80. I'm so grateful that I'm in the land of the living. God is a good God. And I thank and I just thank God, a pastor, that this too, let me see, well, how did it go? I will wait. I will wait for God. I will let God fight my battles. I will wait for the Lord and wait on him because God will hear. He hears and he answers our prayers, maybe not in the way we want him to be answered, but he hears and he answers. I will wait.
Amen.
I will wait for God. God is good all the time. Even when you're going through things, we thank God. We need to be thankful, much more thankful than we are. We don't thank him, you know, that we're going through this, we're going through cancer, somebody has died. But we give him thanks regardless of what we're going through, because you don't stop. If you're in hell, don't stay in hell. Go through hell. Go through things, whatever you're going through. Because God will go through with you. The very hair on your head, just imagine, the very hair on your head is counted. He knows the very hair on your head. He knew you when you were in the womb. Mm. He knew you before you spoke a word. So this too, I will be still and let God fight my battles. Because he can do that, and he will do that if you allow him to do it. God is just good.
Yes,
I thank God for help and strength. I thank him for everything that he does a lot. God is just a good God.
Mm.
He's good.
All the time, Mom. Oh, thank you so very much, Minister Valerie. Thank you just for listening. Thank you for joining us and speaking. You know, we have to have wisdom, and God has sent wisdom into the Moving Forward family. You know, Mother Rita is not able to be with us right now, but God has sent a powerful sister, and all I can say is thank you, God. And I thank God for all of you this morning. Thank you for listening in. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for giving a word from God, Mother Valerie. Thank you for just being a mighty, mighty woman of God. And, you know, we have another young lady that listens in every morning, and she also sends me just a word that she gets. And the word she got this morning also came out of the book of James, chapter 1, verse 17. And it said, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of light, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. God does not change. Always there, and every good gift and every perfect gift comes from God. And Mother Valerie, I have to tell you, you are a gift from God. And I thank God for you. And I know that God has got it all covered, that everything will work out. So thank you, Sister Tracy, for your wonderful words. And just thank God for all of you that listen in. I am grateful and I am thankful that God has called us for such a time as this, because his word is going out into the atmosphere. And all we can
Amen.
Do is pray that those that need it catch it. So thank you so much, family. Have a blessed and wonderful day. As I pray, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from each other. In Jesus' name, I lift you up. I ask God to cover you from the crowns of your heads to the soles of your feet, that his blessings will overflow, that his love will overflow, and that he will give you strength. And as always, Mother Valerie, come on in and pray us out. but a word from the Lord.
God is so good. He said, this time I will be still. This time. And Pastor was praying that song, this time I will be still. Lord, we thank and praise you for who you are. We thank and praise you for the sunrise. We thank and praise you for this day. We thank and praise you for saying, be still and let God fight our battles. Oh, God, we give you praise and honor, strength and glory. We bless your holy name, for you are God. You're God. You're Abba, your Father. There is no other. You will have no other God before you, and we bow down before you. Give us strength for this day. Give Pastor strength for this day, for she brings your word every morning from 7 to 8. And I thank you, God. I thank you that you have put strength in her to give her the word to bring to your people and other people that are not your people. They hear the word, and if they confess their sins and believe in the word that she gives us, you said that they would be saved. Oh, Lord, thank you for a lovely, beautiful, golden, precious day. For God, you are good. You're good. You're good all the time. And we just live, we just bow down before you. We praise your holy name, and we thank you for who you are, for you are worthy. He's worthy, saints. He's worthy of all praise, honor, and glory belongs to him. And he will not share his glory with another. So we just praise you this morning, and we thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We give thanks, we give thanks. We say, Abba, Father, we thank you, and we praise your holy name, for you are God. There is no other. There is no other. In Jesus' name, I pray that the hearers be blessed today. They have the strength they need for the 24 hours that he's given us, if we have 24 hours. And I just thank you for it, God, for you are God. You are a loving God. And I thank you for strength. I thank you for listening to your children. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so very much, Mother Valerie, Minister Valerie. Awesome Godmother. I just thank God for you. And I pray for you as well. I'll see you shortly. Today we have some work to do, but I thank God that he has given us strength. Have a blessed day, family. Mm-hmm. Please join me tomorrow morning. Join us tomorrow morning, God willing, 7 a.m. Standard Time, as we move forward in the Word of God. And we will continue in Amos. You in Psalm and Proverbs and in Revelation chapter 4. So thank you so much, family. Be blessed. Have a great and wonderful day. And remember, you are the church. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Have a great day, family. May you be blessed. It's a wrap. Why? Because we got to go to work, y'all. They said, oh,
it's a wrap.
So we got to go to work. Mother, what is it?
This is,
it's a wrap.
This is a wrap.